We hope you enjoy it. Let's rock!
Welcome to Rock and Roll Flashback with your host, Bill Price. Prepare to journey down under on the series highlighting some of Australia's most successful music groups.
During the 1960s and early 1970s, several artists that got their start in Australia went on to enjoy successful international careers. In this episode of the series From Down Under, I'll feature the Easy Beats, the Australian band that went on to achieve success in the United Kingdom and the United States, as well as Australia. This is the story of the Easy Beats and their rise to international fame on Rock and Roll Flashback. It may come as a surprise that not all music groups that emerged from Australia were native-born. One such band was the Easy Beats. The band consisted of Steve Wright, Gordon Snowy Fleet, who were born in England, George Young hailed from Scotland, Harry Vanda and Dick Diamond were Dutch-born. In the early 1960s, the families of the five members immigrated from Europe to Australia. The band was formed in Sydney in late 1964 and held their first performances at a venue called the Beetle Village, which was located in the Courthouse Hotel's basement. The band rapidly became one of the highly popular bands in Sydney. Then the band acquired a manager by the name of Mike Vaughan, who signed them to a contract with Albert Productions, a music publishing company. Albert Productions then signed the band to a recording contract with the Parlophone label. The band recorded several songs at that first session. For My Woman was selected as their first single. It received airplay in Sydney and managed to become a minor hit, reaching number 33 on the charts. Their next single, She's So Fine, achieved better commercial success, reaching number 3 on the Australian charts and propelled them onto national stardom. Their performances were routinely met with fan hysteria similar to Beatlemania, which the Australian press referred to the hysteria as Easy Fever. The follow-up single, Wedding Ring, was released on August 26, 1965, and also became a hit, reaching number 7. On September 23, 1965, the first album, Easy, was released. It was one of the earliest albums, which contained all original compositions written by an Australian group. The band's members wrote all the songs, with 8 of the 14 songs co-written by the band's vocalist, Stevie Wright, and guitarist, George Young. The next single, titled Sad and Lonely and Blue, did not make it into the top 10, stalling at number 21. The band's second album, It's Too Easy, did include two singles, Women, that reached number 4, and Come and See Her, that climbed to number 3 on the Australian charts. Stevie Wright and George Young wrote all 14 songs on the second album. In early 1966, the Easy Beats manager, Mike Vaughan, traveled to New York City, hoping to obtain a U.S. recording contract. He was able to overcome United Artists Records' lack of interest and got the band signed to the record label. Prior to moving to London in July 1966, the band recorded a farewell television show titled The Easy Beats. In August, an extended play disc, typically referred to as an EP, was released, which contained songs the band had recorded prior to leaving Australia. The disc, titled Easy Fever, climbed to number 1 on the Australian charts. In November, the album, Volume 3, was released and also climbed to the top of the charts. Wright and Young also wrote all 13 songs on the album. After relocating to London, Several songs were recorded at EMI's Abbey Road Studios with producer Ted Albert. However, United Artists Records did not find any of the recordings suitable and replaced Albert with freelance producer Shel Talmy. The band auditioned several compositions, but the song that got Talmy's attention was Friday on My Mind. In September, the Easy Beats recorded the song with Talmy at the IBC Studios. The single was released on October 1966 and climbed to number 6 on the UK charts, becoming the band's first international hit. Friday on My Mind made it onto the charts of several countries. In Australia, it was number 1. In Canada, it peaked at number 13. In the US, it charted at number 16. And in Germany, it made it onto the top 10. The single went on to sell over 1 million copies internationally and was awarded a gold disc. The next single, Who'll Be the One, released by United Artists Records in March 1967, failed to make it onto the UK charts. In Australia, however, it charted at number 14. Interestingly, the band was opposed to releasing the single, believing it was not a good enough follow-up to Friday on My Mind. Later in March, they performed along with the Rolling Stones on a European tour. In May, United Artists released the band's first album titled Good Friday. Interestingly, in the US, it was released as Friday on My Mind. Later in the month, the Easy Beats returned to Australia to perform on a nationwide tour. Once the tour ended, drummer Snowy Fleet made the decision to leave the band. Since Fleet was married and had children, he felt that he was spending too much time away from his family. The band returned to the UK and resumed recording with session drummer Freddie Smith. The next single, Heaven and Hell, was released in June, and like the previous single, Who'll Be the One, it also failed to make it onto the UK charts. However, in Australia, it reached number 8. In the UK, the BBC banned the single, and in the US, a censored version titled Heaven, with modified lyrics, was released. After holding several auditions for a replacement drummer, Tony Cahill joined the Easy Beats. In August, they toured in the US along with headline performer Gene Pitney. While in the US, they recorded their next single, Falling Off the Edge of the World, which achieved some airplay but failed to chart. Upon returning to London, they resumed recording and released their next single, which was not a big hit. In March 1968, Hello, How Are You was released and reached number 21 on the UK charts. In May, the second album, Vigil, was released. In the US, it was released with a title change to Falling Off the Edge of the World. Two singles were released, Land of Make-Believe and Good Times, which only charted in Australia. By late 1968, problems were beginning to show up, which included drug use and the increasing independence of Vanda and Young in producing and recording their own material. By 1969, the band left the United Artists label and Albert Productions, then signed with Polydor Records. In April, the band recorded their first single for Polydor and released St. Louis in June. In Australia, it climbed to number 21, but it did not chart in the UK. In September, the band performed for a brief European tour. In an effort to reduce increasing financial debts, the band accepted an offer to perform for a 5-week Australian tour. Unfortunately, the tour was less than spectacular, partly due to being booked in smaller venues such as dance halls and small clubs. In October, the band appeared at the Amoco Centre in Orange, New South Wales. However, the performance was cancelled after 20 minutes due to hostility by members of the audience. This was to be the Easy Beats' final performance, and the band members went their separate ways. After the breakup, Vanda and Young returned to the UK for 3 years, concentrating on eliminating the debts that had accrued during the Easy Beats time in the limelight. In 1973, they both returned to Australia and reconnected with Ted Albert and became producers for Ted's new Albert Productions record label. Vanda and Young wrote and produced major hits for several other artists, which included Love Is in the Air for John Paul Young and Yesterday's Hero for the Bay City Rollers. They also produced the first six albums for AC/DC. The band's guitarists, Angus and Malcolm Young, were the younger brothers of George Young. Stevie Wright became a cast member of the Australian production of Jesus Christ Superstar from 1972 to 1973. He then embarked on a brief, successful solo career with a 1974 hit, Evie, and an album titled Hard Road, which Ruth's produced and written by Vanda and Young. The Easy Beats' original drummer, Gordon Fleet, went on to become a successful builder in the city of Perth, Western Australia, and later operated a rehearsal studio in Jandakol, Western Australia. Tony Cahill, Fleet's replacement, remained in the UK for a time, then moved to the US and toured with King Harvest. In November 1986, the original members reunited for an Australian tour, which was well received. By 1998, Vanda and Young resumed producing AC/DC's album, Blow Up Your Video. In 2000, Young produced the AC/DC album, Stiff Upper Lip. Due to health issues, Stevie Wright only appeared for a small number of performances in the 2000s. Then, on July 2005, the Easy Beats were inducted into the Australian Recording Industry Association Hall of Fame. Tony Cahill died in Sydney from a brain tumor on August 13, 2014. The following year, Stevie Wright died in New South Wales on December 26. 2 years later, George Young passed away on October 22. This has been a look back at one of Australia's most popular bands to achieve success in the UK, the US, and Europe. The Easy Beats, from Down Under.
This has been Rock and Roll Flashback, featuring the series From Down Under, with your host, Bill Price. And until next time.
Rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on.